Da-dum. Hello, welcome to Bridgerton Fancast. We are a fan-created podcast about the Netflix show Bridgerton, and you're listening to a commentary track for episode 105. But who is this we of which I speak?
I'm Michelle. I live in the States. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Musings. Ooh, frantic undressing.
And my name's Rita. I live in England. And you can't find me on the socials because I'm a ghost. She left her clothes on the floor covered in mud.
Like, so how is she going to explain all that mud?
Who is she trying to trick as well?
I know, really. Oh, yes, I'm fresh and just waking up.
Yeah. What a trooper for being awake at this time. You know she wants to be in bed.
Ugh. Raw eggs and garlic.
Yeah, I hear headaches are contagious.
Yeah.
Is she, like, dabbing the alcohol sweats off her face? Girl. No, a duchess. Just blind panic. There's an aggressive amount of blue in this scene. Horny. Very, very horny.
Oh, dear.
Oh my god, the panic. Ew. Ooh. Well, how do you get 8 kids if you don't? I stan her lady's maid. She's just constantly judging.
Yes. No. Not
3
really.
Days?
Oh, goodness. Well, that says something.
Panic of no. Oh, doggies. Imagine just like taking your dogs for a walk in a gigantic palace.
I know.
Oh, honey. Also, how did Penelope find out so quickly? She's not talking to Eloise. Oh, I've got to stop thinking about all these plot holes. Unless she was like creeping in the behind a tree at dawn. I wouldn't have put it past her. Yeah, isn't that exciting and not terrifying?
Yes.
I love how smug they look. Oh, God, no. I don't want to watch his little heartbreak. Yeah, she led you on. Can we have a spin-off where he, like, becomes the bachelor and starts dating 10 different women at the same time? He's so cute. Sorry, this is not the focus of the scene, but I'm just like, are you sure you don't want to take him?
Yeah, because he's adorable.
He's so sweet. His German accent is crazy, but I love him.
He's lovely.
Bye forever. You were adorable. Yeah,
and you know, don't worry about that $1 billion necklace I gave you that you just left on a bridge somewhere.
Yes, hi, simp.
Well, not really.
She kind of proposed to herself. She was just like, well, I'll marry you.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot he does this. What a dick.
Yeah. Ooh.
Look at all the hats in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Very hat. Oh my god. He looks a mess. I love her.
I do too.
Yeah, I think some fresh air might be good for him.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Try not to breathe too much, Daphne, because...
That's the kind of fucked up where you end up going over one speed bump and throwing up everywhere.
Yes.
I love that she's trying to be worldly, like, I hear you have a hangover.
Oh. He just looks totally haunted.
What did you do last night? Okay.
Yeah.
That's really quite awkward.
Oh, dude.
In public? Why is he so bad at acting?
Yeah.
Yeah, violent. Oh, no.
Dude. I'm still alive. Hey.
Oh my god, he's so desperate on Maine. Also, it's only been like 4 hours or something. How has she found out he's alive and then run away? That was quick. No, she can go make out with someone else for some money. Get a restraining order. This is too much.
Seriously.
Anthony, go home.
This is, you're really just making a fool of yourself.
I love this dress.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She's about to yell at you. No, Colin. God, the Bridgerton men. They make some terrible decisions.
Yeah, they do.
Penelope's about to snap those flowers in half. Perhaps you could fuck off to Greece. This is so obvious, and Marina looks so confused. Girl, why are you not picking up the hints? Oh, you stay away from Colin. Yeah, that's all. There's so many butterflies on her dress and in her hair and necklace. It's just, what is she, Kylie Jenner? There's no sugar, bitch. Nobody gives a shit. Just make a decision. She's going to be like so busy with guests. She's not going to know what the hell the sandwiches are.
She's like, I have no idea.
She's gone full Disney French. She's just really going for it.
She's like, I have no idea what a honeymoon is for because my mother has not said a single word.
The shade. Have you seen what she's wearing?
Yeah, that it's hideous.
Fur. Summer. Well, they're engaged, so what are you gonna do? There was a terrace? I'm gonna have to take their word for it. Well, you better get used to it, because there's a whole lot of shame coming in the next few seasons. Seasons and seasons of scandals. Yeah, kind of short-sighted, Cressida. She plays an excellent bitch.
Yeah, she does.
Like, shout out to that actress. She seems really nice on Instagram, so... Here we go. Just angrily listening. Classical music. There's nothing wrong with sauerkraut.
I know.
She's engaged, bitch. Let it go. Were you going to be like, can you imagine if he'd shown up at the wedding like, no, I object. I'm a prince. Like. Gar, what are you getting out of this? I don't understand. You're real hot in this scene. Awkward. Still awkward. Not that seriously. Trying to kill you. This literally happened this morning. They literally yes. were going to kill each other this morning. Hold your horses, Anthony. Oh. I love this dress. I would wear that.
It was a pretty dress.
Family party, but the mood is shitty.
Yes.
Well, actually tragic that it took someone else pointing this out to them. I'm afraid that he's incapable of not laying it on thick because the speech is insane. Yeah.
I can. How about you?
It's dinner time.
And, you know, Simon, make an effort and redo your cravat.
It's bothering the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, you're just walking around all day. Well, so wasn't it like last night's outfit as well? Because he hasn't been home. Oh, this is the orgy, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. This feels like a gigantic waste of my time. Like, congrats on the orgy, but... We got storylines to plod through.
Seriously.
They're all dancing like they're Stevie Nicks.
Just like the white winged dove.
Oh, God. There goes her French accent. Oh, God. I know that they fuck, but they have no sexual tension. It's very weird. It's like...
I know, seriously.
It's like watching two attractive people and feeling... uncomfortable. Just. Well, so why didn't they knock? Oops. That was very rude.
Seriously.
Oh my god, a gay! Okay, come on now, we get the point.
Oh, Lord.
Was that singing?
Will is like, man.
He's literally lying in a ditch. Mm-hmm. Oh, they had mutton pies. Yeah, feelings are terrible. Fuck feelings. Oh, oh god, he's so annoying. Go home, babes.
I throw him in the river.
Might sober him up. Preach. What has your soul king got you, Marina?
Mm-hmm.
So. This isn't very good manipulation because I'm not very convinced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go on, Penelope.
Assuming.
Oh my god. Even Portia looks shocked. What have they done to Penelope's hair?
That is a not a great wig job. Ugh.
Does she just chill out at home with that wig on her head? Just absolutely insane. Oh, this scene kills me. This is so sweet. Oh, shit. She dated. Also, with dementia, aren't you supposed to play along? Oh my God. That's horrible. I wonder if we'll get more from them in season two. Oh, she's horny again.
She looks pregnant. She looks pregnant.
I think that's just classic Regency gown shit. God, wear some shoes when you go outside. I swear to God. How has she managed to pull this off in 3 days? Someone give her a raise. Has she ever met him? Why is she saying this?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the right thing to say, but it's also just... I'd be like, how the fuck do you know? Here's a crazy idea. Why don't you ask him if it's a source of great pain? Rise, please go to sleep. I worry about you. They're not paying you enough to do this. She really does look pregnant. God, I hate Regency gowns. They just... they're not flattering people. I'm glad someone said it.
Yeah.
Do they live in one room? Ugh. Nothing like a burnt toast.
And a greasy fish.
He is a whole duke, and he's never given them like a house or anything. God, I love Alice. Milk him for all he's worth. We stand, Alice. They're so sweet. There's something about a baby in a waistcoat. It's just adorable.
I know.
So cute. Simon, stop looking depressed. This is okay. A doggy. Another doggy. A third doggy.
And another doggy. Fabulous.
I wanna... Like, the spin-off better cover them being besties in their youth. It'd be adorable. Honestly, he's not bowing very low either. Bitch, you can go lower. Yeah, crazy. It's not as if your husband is the head of the church or anything. Oh, she doesn't care about that.
Sigh.
Okay, Simon, you're just standing there. Come on, chop chop. Help her out a bit. She's she is flopping.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, all fair. Please focus on Violet's face right now, because she's having... She is freaking out. She's like, you're not supposed to say these things.
Yes.
They to all the boys I've loved before. Duh. Speech is too long. God. Just say something nice. Don't say like 17 nice things. It's too much. Maybe look at her. Nope. She's like straight up crying and frying. Dude, just make eye contact once. Again, think of the scandal if you don't.
Look.
It's really annoying me. I'm like, why are you just staring at the queen? Oh, for fuck's sake. I really love this song, but oh my god, Simon, will you stop staring blankly ahead? It's bothering me. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I love this music. So good. I hate that he's in boots. Why are you wearing boots? Riding boots to your wedding.
Because he's Simon.
Because he's thinking about running away.
Flee! Flee!
This is filmed beautifully.
Yeah, it is.
Violet is straight up crying.
I know.
Oh. What a depressing wedding. Here we go. Ring time. Now, like... I expect the prince to come running in like, no! Well, this is... I hope that for season two we don't have such a depressing wedding, because it's really like... It's a mosh.
I could use some joy.
Yeah, I just want people to look happy. A little bit of joy would be nice. Oh, Will looks really happy. He's probably just excited about the free food, though. Which is fair.
I It was such a beautiful wedding. Thank you for having us. Who said that? Because there weren't very many people at the wedding, period.
Yeah. That must be bullshit from the subtitles. Are they shopping for husbands? He looks fine. Penelope, you can't just go up to someone and go, "Excuse me, will you propose to me?" Yes. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes. Ah, Portia is going to slap you. It does not. Colin's hair is insane. He looks like a cartoon character.
I know, right?
Of Elvis. I'm not a fan of this hairdo on Eloise either. It's very mullety. Ah, oh, you two, you know you love each other.
Yeah, seriously.
I love that the insult that Eloise feels she was given was that she's pretty and a Bridgerton. <It's> God's sake, don't do it in front of Penelope.
And in the Bridgerton home? Come now.
Also, to a certain extent, I think this is Colin's fault for being stupid, but... It's like watching the Tinder Swindler. You're like, part of this is your fault for being gullible.
Yeah.
Part of it is because they're evil. I'm surprised Marina isn't being like, my enemies are after me, you have to get married. Oh, Colin. Hmm. He looks so uncomfortable.
I know.
We love a man with morals. But also try before you buy, Colin. What are you doing? He's very nice, okay? You could do a lot worse than Colin Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Colin. What? This is insanity. No. Oh, God. Run away, Colin! She's using you! Oh, babies.
Those are cherubs. Beautiful, perfectly white hydrangeas.
Still don't know why the fuck the queen is here. Also, shout out for getting the queen to coordinate with your home's decor. She's looks like she could blend it into the background.
She's like, wedding night? What does that mean?
She I love how everyone she talks to insults her intelligence, because same, same. She seems dumb. That's insane. Like, Lady Danbury doesn't have better things to do. She knows nothing. It's very nothing. Obvious. He's like, I was just thinking about the orgy I had yesterday. Hey, don't mention the gay thing, please.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it when your friends are not homophobic? Yay. Yeah. All's well that ends well. Bisexual queen Lucy Granville. She's just stress eating some grapes. Been there, done yes. that. Yes. Look, someone's got to try and make you happy. It's not your husband. Okay. She does this a lot in social occasions. Like twice in a week for them. Violet, you might have wanted to have the talk with her, like, I don't know, last night.
Yeah.
Traditionally, God, it's the night dress. Before the wedding.
What a beautiful dress.
God, her tits. At your daughter's wedding, Violet. At your daughter's wedding. Put them away.
Lash up them puppies.
They look fake. It's insane.
It looks painful.
It's really uncomfortable. You don't want to be gassy during your first sex time, though. Yeah, don't do that. Violet, this is your worst moment. You're just saying words. Oh, God. I want to smack her. I want to smack
euphemisms. This is not getting euphemisms.
So cruel. You have one job. Oh my God, she didn't even know that. Okay, but just explain it. I think you should just tell her. Like, get out the hand gestures and everything. Like, you're going to need to explain it step by step. Well, tough luck. Violet. Ah. Yes. Oh, Hyacinth, you remain the best one. Of course, you're the best one. You can really see the bee pins in her hair, huh? A bold choice. God, that wig.
Oh.
I know this is a sweet moment, but I'm just looking at her forehead. She has perfectly good hair. Why are we doing this?
I know, right? No, she's going to be a little busy.
Mama, I have arrived. Turns out you were not right about sex at all. It is nothing like rain. Ah, group shot.
Yes.
Say bye-bye. You'll be there in like, I don't know, 10 days. You'll be coming back. Yeah. It's a short honeymoon. Yeah. They look so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they all...
I'm not sure.
Fuck off, Alexa. Can he, like, try and fake smile occasionally? Why is she doing all the legwork here?
Ian? What do you mean, Ian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that you should tell her.
Mm-hmm.
He really likes to withhold in many, many different ways.
Yeah. Communication, man. It's the bane of every relationship.
Dramatic.
Because you gotta do it.
Dramatic music as the carriage drives. Yes. So slowly. They're just trotting. That is a very nice inn. You kind of got unlucky with the inn here. This is a very pretty inn. It doesn't look like it has bed bugs, so already off to a winner.
What?
Awkward. Huh? Okay, yeah, bye.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Fun. Don't talk about that. The closer we get to the sex, the more rapidly uncomfortable I am. This will...
Pacey, 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 pace.
I wonder if they've had dinner yet. Like, this is the thing.
Probably not.
Could you imagine if, like, we're bringing up your dinner, knocking on the door.
Yes. Whoops. And she's like, damn it.
Yay, a conversation. Finally. Oh no, they haven't had dinner. That makes the likelihood of a maid interrupting them so much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I am full, damn it! She is very high strung right now. The horn is at its all-time high. Don't interrupt him, he's finally talking. She doesn't have any liberty, she's a married woman. You trapped each other. Oh. She is not giving off that vibe at all as well. She's like, please, Simon, look at me. I love you, Simon. Well, it's not very romantic.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, this is a bit more romantic. I'll give him that. No, he's very horny too. Like, we've reached peak horniness, people. Yeah, it was quite obvious.
Yeah, she's besotted.
What I find ironic about this is that everyone thinks that he said I burn for you, but she's the one that said it. It annoys the shit out of me.
Yes.
You're misattributing another quote. The violin in this is so, oh, such a good musical moment. Someone please explain sex to her. I'm worried. She's like, no, but also, what's about to happen?
No, but please tell me what the hell's happening. Because I don't know.
I can't even imagine what it's like to do this. No idea what's about to happen.
I know, and not have any clue? Oh my God.
That must be incredibly scary.
Oh.
He's too good at undressing her, by the way. Like, this is rake territory.
Well, he's had a lot of practice.
Yeah, the music's amazing. It really adds to this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she undressed first as well? Everyone, she gets fully naked. Girl, take that flower out your hair. Okay, finally. Let's take the clothes off. There's like 17 layers.
She's like, yum.
She's just staring at his collarbones. Girl, look down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sign me up.
This kind of reminds me of Dirty Dancing when he takes his shirt. Well, he's shirtless for that whole bit. When she, like, grabs his butt. Iconic.
Yes.
I mean, no words. Well, okay. I don't like that the music's gone. I feel so comfortable.
Yes.
Music, like, come back!
Music, music! Need music!
Oh my god.
Come on! Come on! We really need it now. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I do appreciate the show's dedication to showing male butts.
Yes.
At some point, can someone please this poor girl?
Okay. No.
I mean, just go with it. Yeah, fine. Just go with the vibes. Apparently, there's even more sex in season two, and I'm scared.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You can't really see that much, but it still feels way too intimate. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God the music's back.
Well, we've got to build to a crescendo.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm very happy for her and her orgasm, but this is just... The fact that she has an orgasm is insane. Which...
I know, oh, right?
Well, that was fun. Like, glad for you both.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's going to be so awkward to sleep on because now there's a wet patch. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I love them for focusing on female pleasure. We love that. Stan.
Yes. Okay. We survived it.
Yeah. That was one of the most awkward experiences, but we've got...
Well, if you thought that was awkward, just wait till next week.
It just keeps coming.
Yeah, just keeps coming, huh?
Brilliant. In exciting Bridgerton season two news, yesterday the teaser trailer and the poster dropped. And did you see them? And what did you think?
I watched the trailer like 5 times in a row. It's like more.
Did you do that thing where you pause every time there was a cut? Because I did that. I was like, I need to see everything.
Oh, it looks amazing. It's just, it looks so good. I can't wait.
There was a Newton shot, yes. And I was like, yes, let's make this show about corgis, damn it.
But yeah, I absolutely loved it, and I can't wait until it gets here. Here's a question. Does Sanditon and Bridgerton come out about the same time?
Same week, baby.
Oh, good gracious.
Did you see the new Sanditon trailer as well?
Oh, yes, I did.
So good.
Yes.
I saw one yesterday, and I was like, I can't handle this. You wait years for one period drama, and then two come out
of
one.
And now we're getting two of them. Oh my gosh. I can't wait. March is going to be made of awesome.
It's going to be amazing, also don't know how I can emotionally cope after it ends. When we're like...
Yeah, because there will, of course, be another drought. Until season 3.
Yeah.
Can get here.
Oh, God. Isn't it crazy that Sanditon came out like... I don't know how many years.
Years ago.
Years ago, and it's coming out the same week as Bridgerton. Like, that's insane. Who was like, you know what? Let's put it against the other Regency romance.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That would be good. Yeah, I need to double check and make sure that, you know, they're showing up, that Sanditon is showing up at the same time here as it is there. But I'll do that and we can...
I think it comes out a day earlier over...
Really?
On PBS than it does here.
Wow, that's new.
Mm.
Well.
I think because PBS paid for most of it, which is fair because it was a bit, way more popular in America than it was here.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Americans.
We love us a wonderful British period drama. Yeah. You know.
And honestly, in England, there's so many that not every one of them can be a hit. So.
Oh, well.
Drowning yeah. in them.
Well, you know, we've had a lot to try to distract ourselves from. over the last, I'd say 6 years.
Yeah.
Not that y'all haven't either.
No. Oh, God.
It's crazy.
And it continues.
Yes, it does.
Long may the Regency shows distract me. Thank God.
Oh, okay. My goodness. So, guys, that's all from us this week. If you want to get in contact, then email us at inthebooksnetwork@gmail.com, which is the name of our new podcasting network.
Yay!
If you want to find us elsewhere, we are In The Books, all one word, on Twitter, Insta, and Tumblr, and all the usual places. So, thank you for joining us once again. We'll be back next week with a commentary track for 106.
The horny one.
No, the really super horny one. Yeah, so strap in, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.